You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. If you want to look at art during the coronavirus pandemic, your options are pretty limited. Art museums and galleries are considered non-essential businesses and are closed across the state until at least the end of the month. That's why the Michigan Legacy Art Park in Thompsonville is uniquely positioned at a time like this. It's outdoors, and visitors have plenty of space to socially distance. Joe Beyer is the executive director of Michigan Legacy Art Park, and he joins me to talk about it. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
You say the park is offering visitors something that it's really never offered them before. What is that?
Sure. You know, the art park was founded 25 years ago, believe it or not, and we've always been a space for people to enjoy recreation. We've got 30 acres of outdoor space and 2 miles of trails and 4 seasons that we offer for people to explore. And so, you know, recreation has always been top of the list. I think curiosity has also been top of the list for visitors wondering what's this all about, you know, an outdoor sculpture experience with 50 major works of art. So people have always come to it, you know, with one of those two interests in mind. And I think now with this crisis and what we're all dealing with, the art park is offering some solitude and some peace and quiet, and maybe even things I can't understand when people are going there. But we're excited and happy that it's providing a service. You know, everybody is wanting to get out and continue to have a little fresh air and exercise during this time. And the inspiration and distraction that the artwork offers is sort of just a bonus.
I want to talk about that, Joe, because considering how many people just want to get out of their homes right now and get outside, and the fact, I want to point out that you're waiving admission fees during this time, has there been an uptick in people coming to the park?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we don't have somebody there monitoring things all the time, and I try and go in and check on things every few days. And I can definitely tell that there are a few more cars, and we're receiving a few more phone calls and emails. Everybody is looking for something to take their mind off these troubles, and the park provides that.
Joe, you say art isn't the answer to this crisis, but it's a solution. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess, you know, we have to all be honest and understand this emergency, and all of us working together, we want the charities and services on the front lines to be supported, and art and culture is a part of how we're going to recover from this, but it's also a huge part of how we're dealing with it. You know, think of your own quarantine right now with your family. What would it be like if you didn't have your library of books or your collection of music or all the films and television shows some of you might be binging? You know, all of that obviously comes from the creative impulse and many more things that we depend on now that we're cooped up and missing each other socially. So, the fact that these artworks were installed, many of them, you know, years and years ago, and they're just sitting there as an outdoor gallery, it just means that it's offering people, I think, a little inspiration and some definite anxiety, you know, relief. They've done a lot of scientific studies about what happens to us when we look at art, and not everybody comes to the park to look at art, but when you do look at visual art, there are a lot of things happening in your body automatically. So your feelings of depression and anxiety are lowered. Your feelings of tolerance and empathy for other people actually go up. And most importantly, you get a jolt of dopamine. So all of those things combined along with the outdoor exercise means you're having a beneficial experience, even if it's for 20 or 30 minutes.
Joe, are you hearing any stories from people visiting the park at this time?
Yeah, you know, we're all living through our social media and virtual digital existence now. So obviously I monitor what people are posting, and it's very heartwarming. You know, people post photos on Instagram of them with their children and just getting out of the house. And, you know, the kids, the art park is a really safe place. The 30 acres are secure. There's no through traffic. There's no hunting nearby. So your kids can kind of, you know, take off ahead of you and run down the trail. And believe me, they'll find something interesting and something to explore and look at. But you can walk safely behind and let them kind of, you know, get rid of some of that pent up energy.
Joe Beyer is the executive director of Michigan Legacy Art Park in Thompsonville. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Dan.